Hello, everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi. Progress on Purpose, as we continue to do what we have signed ourselves up to do, as we continue to progress on purpose. Come on. I'm waiting for you to come on board as we are about to discuss. I want to share with us some very important 12. I want to share with us 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. These are 12 things that immigrants in the diaspora must not do. If you are an immigrant and you are in diaspora, you left your country for another country. And I just want to share with you the 12 don'ts that will bring growth and empower your journey in the diaspora. And so I just want to share with us in a very special way the 12 don'ts. 12 don'ts. We're going to work with the 12 don'ts. 12 things not to do in the diaspora as an immigrant. And then I will share on tomorrow the 12 do's that you must do in the diaspora as an immigrant. So I just want to share with that. I appreciate those of you who are joining. And I want to understand that this has been a weekend full of worship wherever you are. And so I just want to coach a little bit. One thing I've discovered, the story of Joseph is a very powerful story of an immigrant who God used greatly for that immigrant to do, go beyond that which he could have done in his own country. So I just want to share. I see many of my friends who are here. Somebody's in Germany. Thank you so much for watching from Germany, one of my greatest favorite countries to visit. And you are here. I want to share 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. And so if you are in your home country and you may end up being in another country one day, these 12 are going to help you. They come through all the immigrants in scripture. You discover Joseph was an immigrant in Egypt, and you're going to discover that Daniel was an immigrant in Babylon, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were also immigrants in Babylon. There are so many people through scripture. God did a lot of great things with immigrants in the Word of God. And so I just want to share with us and get to help somebody how to survive as an immigrant in the diaspora. In other words, 12 don'ts. These are 12 things that you must not do in the diaspora. And so I think there are so many people who need this. You know, when somebody leaves their country to go to another country, whether in pursuit of education or they are in pursuit of a better life, you need to understand that it costs a whole lot for someone to leave one country to go to another country. And when you are in the new country, if you do not know how to handle it, how to deal with it, you're going to discover that there is so much in the new place where you are that may cripple what God is trying to do in your life. So I want to share the 12 don'ts. 12 don'ts. We're going to do 12 do's, but today I want to start with 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. I know this to be a fact. I know these things I'm going to share with you to be true, because one thing I've discovered when you're an immigrant in the diaspora and you are competent, you know, the rules change for immigrants in the diaspora who are not functioning, and immigrants in the diaspora who are functioning, like Joseph, Daniel and his friends, you're going to discover that there are some rules that you need to understand for you to continue to do what God wants you to do in your new place. So let's pray and get into it. Father God, thank you so much for this moment. And I pray that, Lord, you may coach some immigrant somewhere in the diaspora somewhere who is frustrated or who is trying to figure it out, how to survive in a new country and how to thrive in a new country. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Okay, Progress on Purpose, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi again. I just want to share with us the 12 don'ts in the diaspora for immigrants. If you're an immigrant, these are 12 things that you must not do if you are going to make it. Number one, I'm going to give you 12. Number one, don't make your reality define your mentality. Don't make your reality define your mentality. If you are in diaspora and you're an immigrant, don't make your reality define your mentality. Because what you're going to discover as an immigrant, you're starting over. You're going to discover as an immigrant, you are in a place where people don't know who you are, don't know what you are capable of, don't know your strength, don't know your successes from where you are coming from. So if you let that reality define your mentality as an immigrant, you are going to lose who you are. You're going to act out of character. You're going to chase, because you need to understand, when you're an immigrant, this is what David, Daniel and his friends did. You remember when they were in Babylon, they did not allow their reality to define their mentality. 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. Don't, number one, don't allow your reality to define your mentality. Okay? Daniel and his friends, same thing with Joseph. Okay? The reality was Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with him. And Joseph said, no, I won't allow my reality to define my mentality. How can I sin against God? Daniel and his friends, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 1, they were given food that was unclean, food that they had not eaten in their lives. And they told the one in charge of them, hey, listen, they purposed in their hearts. That's what the Bible says. The reality was there was food here from the table of the king. And they said, no, our reality will never define our mentality. So to some immigrant who is in the diaspora somewhere, please don't let your reality define your mentality. That's number one. 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. This is going to change the game. When you are an immigrant in the diaspora, I'm one of them. I'm one of them, an American citizen now. And I'll tell you, when you are an immigrant, you'll always be defined by where you come from, even when you become a citizen. You need to know how to handle it. Because at the end of the day, sometimes the locals don't really fully embrace the gifts that you have and who you are. And that becomes a threat that creates enemies, and people don't understand where you came from. God had done some great work already. You are where you are because God has done some great work already. So when you're an immigrant, if you should never allow your reality to define your mentality, because your reality is, most people think that you started existing the day they met you, okay? Most people think that they are the first ones to discover the gifts that you have. But that's the dilemma of being a competent immigrant. You are going to be surrounded by people who think that you are not who you are because they don't know you in the life that you had before they met you in the new space that you are in. So don't, number one, don't allow your reality to define your mentality, all right? The second don't for immigrants in the diaspora, don't make your past bigger than your future. Don't make your past bigger than your future. It is very easy for immigrants in the diaspora to go back to the past and compare the past and the future. And so if you don't know how to deal with it as an immigrant in the diaspora, you are going to mess up your destiny and your progress when you allow your past to be bigger than your future. So don't, number two, for immigrants in the diaspora, don't allow your past to be bigger than your present and your future, okay? In other words, you left where you left. You are here because you came from where you came from. There's no denial about it. Don't live your life as an immigrant in the diaspora to prove that where you came from is better than where you are. No, God is going to do a greater thing where you are because he brought you there. This is what Joseph did. If Joseph had made his past bigger than his future, he would have never gone forward. So to my immigrant friends, immigrant pastors, immigrant doctors, immigrant nurses, immigrant teachers who are in the diaspora, don't make your past bigger than your present and your future. Okay, I'm going to share with you 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. All right, I have a lot of friends who are doctors, who used to be doctors where they came from, and they are struggling to function where they are in the diaspora, because if you don't let your past die as an immigrant in your head, you are not going to allow your present to leave. Okay, so don't, number two, thank you so much somebody for putting it, don't make your past bigger than your future. And I'm talking to some immigrants out there. If you're not careful in the diaspora, I've noticed that it's easy for immigrants to group together. Okay, and when you group together, you're going to be talking about what you used to do. And you're very right. You're very right. Let me tell you something. When you are new in any place, people don't know who you are. And don't punish them for not recognizing or acknowledging. And sometimes you actually become a threat to the locals. This is what happens in the whole book of Daniel. When you look at the book of Daniel, when they were thrown in the fire and when they were thrown into the lion's den, if you take away the attitude of the locals toward them because they were competent immigrants, then you don't have the stories. I want to challenge you. Go read the Bible again. You'll discover when they report to Nebuchadnezzar that the three Hebrew boys did not bow to they listened to the language they put in. Okay, there is that attitude of them being immigrants who are progressing. So you need to understand that there's going to be a natural tension as a competent immigrant because somebody did not know you. Somebody don't know that God has been doing a great work, in your life before they met you. In fact, some people don't even know that you had a life before you met them. So don't, number two, for immigrant friends, they are doctors. I tell you what, if all immigrants were to really know what I'm sharing with you right now and function in these things, there would be more clinics, there'll be more schools by immigrants, there'll be a lot of companies that will be able to produce, because you, my friend, when you allow your past to be bigger than your future, you will underestimate your present opportunities. Here's don't number three. Don't number three for immigrants in the diaspora, here it is. If you're in your country, but you're going to go to another country, you're going to be an immigrant and you're going to be in diaspora, all right? So I'm giving you just principles. If you haven't left your country yet, this is going to help you to land well. If you are in another country, you need this in order for you to accomplish your destiny in spite of the negatives and difficulties that you're going to go through. So here's don't number three. Don't number three for immigrants in the diaspora. Number three, don't make your experience greater than your learning. Don't make your experience greater than your learning. Immigrant in the diaspora. Okay, don't make your experience greater than your learning. In other words, everything that you know is not all that you could know. Okay, everything that you know is not all that you could know. So don't go forward looking backwards. In other words, what you have done, you know, because, you know, the greatest frustration in life is to be surrounded by people who don't know what you have done before. And they think you are beginning life when they meet you. And that's the struggle of the immigrant. Okay, you had a relationship with God. You were productive. You were a teacher. You were a matron of a hospital. You were a doctor, really for real. You were a professor. And yet when you come into a new country, you need to understand that some people challenge all your experience. So if you make your experience greater than your learning, you are going to derail and delay your walk into your destiny. Okay, so that's a don't. Whatever you have done, whatever experience you have, don't make it greater than your learning as an immigrant in the diaspora. All right, and here's number four. Number four is very, very important. Don't make your reward bigger than your contribution. Okay, don't make your reward bigger than your contribution. In other words, don't make what you get, all right, whether you are paid or whatever it is, that's the reward of what you do. Don't make that bigger than your contribution, okay? Because you need to understand, this is very, very important. When you look through scripture, Joseph's whole story, okay? There are so many moments when he was rewarded, and he was able to walk away from some opportunities that were not right for him because For him, the reward was never greater than his contribution to it. All right? And then here's the daunt number five for immigrants in the diaspora. I'm just talking to the many of us who are out here and competent immigrants. There's a difference between an immigrant who is not functioning and an immigrant who is functioning. If you are a functioning immigrant, there's going to be a tension, there's going to be a frustration of what you know and who you are, and you are in the presence of people who don't know who you are, and they are trying to figure you out. And so at the end of the day, they will always be misunderstanding, and nobody is wrong. They are not wrong in misunderstanding you, and you are not wrong in trying to explain yourself. You just need to know how to work with the process. And this is one thing that I've learned myself as I've been here in the United States. You are going to discover that because people don't know. There's a part of you that people don't know. For many of us, we came here as adults, which means all that development process you went through, some people have zero information. There's missing information to your story. And therefore, it matters for you to don't make your reward bigger than your contribution. And here's number five. Don't make their celebration of you bigger than your gratitude. Don't make their celebration of you, okay, bigger than your performance. Okay, it really matters. As an immigrant, you need to understand you are where you are. You are gonna do what you do because of what you bring to the table. Okay, so don't get it twisted. Don't get a big heart, big head, because they are celebrating you. No. Never make their celebration greater than your performance. Okay, so it really matters. Don't make anybody who comes in and say great things about you as an immigrant in the diaspora, don't let that get into your head. Okay, don't make that greater than your performance. It matters. All right, that's don't number five. This is don't number six for immigrants in the diaspora. Don't make your success greater than your gratitude. Don't make your success greater than your gratitude. Okay, that's a don't. You're going to succeed. You know, you came in and God is with you. You're going to succeed as an immigrant in the diaspora. But don't make your success greater than your gratitude. Okay, being grateful. Don't make your success greater than your gratefulness. Okay, how does that work? Because what it does is, when you are new in any sphere, any place, any country, it matters because number one, you are grateful. You are grateful for the opportunities that you have. You gotta always make your gratitude greater than your success. Okay, so don't make your success greater than your gratefulness, you know? Because once you do that, you're gonna get a big head and you're going to become entitled. And I'm talking to an immigrant in the diaspora. Never allow the spirit of entitlement to come over you. It will derail your destiny. It will derail where God wants you to go and who God wants you to be, all right? And here's number seven. This is very, very important. Never make your effort greater than your enjoyment of the process. Okay, there are so many immigrants in the diaspora who don't enjoy being there. There are so many who are doing so many great things. So many great things are being done. People are finishing off their education. It's amazing. It's an extreme, amazing blessing that God is doing in so many countries. If you were to take away immigrants from many countries, they would literally collapse. All right, but you as an immigrant, it matters. Never make your effort to make it. Don't make it greater than your enjoyment of the process. Okay, because you become a successful, sad person because you're not enjoying the process. So it really matters for you to do that. That's why when you look at Joseph, even Joseph in the process, he got married. He got married in the diaspora. And he had kids in the diaspora. In other words, there was enjoyment there mingled with his effort of functionality. So may the Lord bless you as an immigrant in the diaspora. I'm really just coaching. I'm not preaching at all. I just want to help somebody because I have a lot of my friends who are all over the world, who are in the diaspora. And they are great people doing great things. And there's frustration of how do I make it? How do I make an impact where I am? You will make an impact where you are. If you know, it'll be easier when you know how to work it and how to apply yourself. All right. It matters for you. Don't. I'm giving you 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. Don't make your effort greater than your enjoyment of the process. Okay. And then here's number eight. Number eight, don't make your status. Don't make your status greater than your cooperation. That's talking to an immigrant in the diaspora. Okay. Don't make your status greater than your cooperation. To those of you who are believers, you know, and read the Bible, you discover this. That's why when you look at Joseph, look at Daniel, you can put the two stories side by side. You're going to discover that these brothers were not drunk on their status. As an immigrant, when you arrived wherever you are in the diaspora, you didn't have anything. For many of us, we didn't start with a car, we didn't start with anything. And now you have got a car, you have got a whatever car you're driving, some have got houses and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So it matters. This is 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. All right. Don't number eight for immigrants in the diaspora. If you are going to make it through your destiny, don't make your status greater than your cooperation. Okay. You know, whatever title you get in the diaspora, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. Pastor, doctor, professor, whatever title, whatever status you get in the diaspora, don't make it greater than your cooperation. Okay. Because the truth of the matter is when you're an immigrant in the diaspora, the amazing thing is that there's somebody who thinks that you are taking what's theirs. There's always somebody who thinks that when you succeed, they're not making it because you made it. It's amazing that I'm here in the United States. What made me to come with this presentation is because I read about Lean. There's an NBA player called Lean. He is a 9-year veteran. He has got a Chinese background. And he was talking about, it's amazing that whilst he's on the court, even though he's a 9-year veteran in the NBA, he's called, coronavirus, you know, and with people who are blaming the Asians for the COVID-19 originating from China. Here is a multimillionaire guy, 9 years in the NBA. He is a lethal player, 9 years, and yet here's what it is: he is still treated as the worst of the immigrants, even though he is contributing on a higher level. So if you're going to make it in the diaspora as an immigrant, don't make your status greater than your cooperation. Okay, there are so many immigrants who end up inheriting some negative stuff that is nothing to do with how you were raised, nothing to do with who you are, because you want to, your status has given you this entitlement that overnight you're going to be fully embraced. When you are an immigrant, you are not going to be fully embraced by people who think you don't belong there. So I really want to challenge you out there. I know you are out there. There's so many immigrants. I'm telling you, immigrants come in, focus, get it done quickly, and whatever stuff it is. And yet, you are always treated as if you just arrived in that country the other day. Okay? And some people don't even think you speak English. When you speak English well, they're shocked. You know, the question is, how long have you been learning English? Okay, so when you're a competent immigrant in the diaspora, there are some laws you need to know for you to, you know, what you do is not who you are. So don't make your status greater than your cooperation as an immigrant in the diaspora. All right, it's really coming from my heart because I've discovered that whenever you go anywhere where people don't know who you are, they will always try to define you by what you are. Okay, what you are is what you do. But who, that's your character. That's the essence of who you are. So that's where the crisis comes into play. You read through scripture, you're going to discover there's a lot of immigrants in scripture who are in the diaspora, and they all got into trouble. They all got into trouble because, number one, you know, but one thing that is very important through scripture when it comes to immigrants in diaspora, you're going to discover that all of them, they have one testament, or there is a confirmation of who they are through their faith. Their spirituality is what defines them. You take the book of Daniel, you discover, you know what, because of their spirituality in chapter 1, they couldn't eat everything. Because of their spirituality, their worship of God, they couldn't bow to an idol. Because of his worship of God, you discover he had to be thrown into the lion's den. Same thing with Joseph. He's in Egypt. He has got the best of the land, and yet he has to say, how can I sin against God? It's amazing that he was all alone in Egypt, and yet Joseph's faith, and he got to Egypt when he was 17 years old, but he was there till he died. And you read more of his faith than you ever read of his confusion of who he was. So it's very important to the immigrants in the diaspora. If you are going to have your joy in the diaspora, it is the faith that you brought into the place where you are. Many of us, we love God against all odds. We worship, we produce, we are contributing at the highest level. We are competent immigrants because we believe God. Not the God we found where we are, but God touched us in places where we know it was God before we even got to the place we were. So don't forget your faith. Don't forget your spirituality in the diaspora. The only thing that will anchor you in the diaspora, because here's what happens. When you're an immigrant in the diaspora, you're going to do two things. There are only two things that an immigrant in the diaspora, a competent immigrant in the diaspora, you need to know these two things, and your life will be very simple. Okay. Number one, you need to have you have to preserve. My tongue is kind of messing up here. You need to preserve some values that you came with, that raised you up. Okay. And then the majority of your time, you're going to be adapting. So for an immigrant to function in the diaspora, is there has to be things, values you preserve, and there has to be a great adaptation. You got to adapt. You adapt to the lifestyle, you adapt to the language, you adapt to, there's a lot of adapting that you have to do. So there are two things you do. So you need, in order for you to be successful in the diaspora as an immigrant, you need to have non-negotiable values that you are going to preserve. And I want to encourage you that wherever you are, whether you are in England, you're in America, you're in Brazil, you're in Germany, you're in South Africa, wherever you are an immigrant, you need to have some non-negotiable values that you're going to preserve. These are values that you came with wherever you came from. And the rest of your life in your new country is going to be built on adapting. You need to adapt, all right? When you adapt, that's when you stop making your past bigger than your present and your future, okay? So it's very, very important. You're going to adapt on the food. You're going to adapt. Whatever it is that you're going to adapt on, you know, adapt on, you know, I remember where my original country of birth, we drove on the light on the left side of the road. In America, we drive on the right side of the road. I had to adapt to that. I'll tell you what, my first traffic light in America, it was because of when I was stopped by the police, by the officer. You know, he said to me, my tail light was off. My tail light was off. You know, and I grew up under the British system. And so we didn't have tail light. We had indicators. Okay. So because of that language barrier there, okay, he's talking of a tail light, and I am thinking indicator. I had to adapt. I got my first traffic light because I didn't know what he meant by a tail light. I had to adapt to that. And so I want to challenge every competent immigrant in the diaspora. You know, some of the crisis you may be having is because you are failing to adapt. Okay, so but adapting does not erase some principles that you, non-negotiable principles that you must preserve. All right. For me, I was a preacher before I came to America. All right. I was a preacher. Here it is. Thank you so much. Traffic violation, you know, because, you know, he said tail light. And in my head, I was thinking of indicators. Okay. In America, we call them traffic lights. In my home country where I was born, we call them robots. So if you say, I stopped the car at the robots, the American is not going to understand what you're talking about. I'm one of them now. And so at the end of the day, when I'm preaching and teaching, you know, sometimes when I go back to Africa to preach and teach, some people don't even understand what I'm saying. But you gotta, when you are competent, wherever you are, you learn how to adapt. See, greatness does not, you see, your greatness as an immigrant, wherever you are, should not intimidate. But if anything, it should empower others to also seek their greatness within them. So it's very, very important. I'm just talking to immigrants in the diaspora here. 12 don'ts. These are don'ts that, my friend, if you shouldn't do in order for you to get your stuff done. So it's very, very important. Never, don't make your status greater than your corporation. Okay? It's very important. Even when you read Daniel chapter 6, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den because he said to the king, listen, I'm going to cooperate, man, with whatever you said. Don't change your law. Don't change the law. If you said 30 days and I broke it, hey, throw me in there. Don't worry about who I am. Same thing with Joseph. Joseph could move from step to step and stage to stage because he was not addicted to his status. So if you're an immigrant in the diaspora and you're going to be successful where you are, don't make your status greater than your corporation where you are. All right. Here's number 9. I'm almost finished. Number 9, don't make your comfort greater than your confidence. Don't make your comfort. You know, people want to be comfortable. When you are an immigrant in the diaspora, you are going to discover everybody needs comfort. You know, it's not going to come easy for you because when you are an immigrant in the diaspora, there is always someone who is so entitled in every country, irregardless. I've been to places where it's amazing, where people have this entitlement that your success is robbing them of their lack of success because you're an immigrant. So if you are an immigrant who is just looking for comfort, okay, this is a don't, this is going to help you. Don't make your comfort greater than your confidence. I remember pastoring a church where one guy came to me and said, well, you can't pastor me. You can't pastor me. And I said, why? And he said, you can't pastor me because you're an African. Oh yeah, you are a great preacher. You are a great preacher. I have no problem with your preaching. I have no problem with your teaching. But you cannot pastor me because you are an African. Wow. So if you try to make your comfort greater than your confidence as an immigrant in the diaspora, you're going to miss on your destiny. It was painful. It was painful to hear that. But you know what? I have made up my mind in my life as a competent immigrant, I will never make my comfort greater than my confidence. So you are not going to be comfortable. See, when people think that they've taken away your comfort and they're going to hurt you, as a competent immigrant in the diaspora, look at Joseph's story. The man was number one in Potiphar's house. So he had the comfort. But when Sister Potiphar came in to say, hey, come on, let's do wrong, the brother said, listen, sis, you need to understand, how can I sin against God? In other words, his confidence in God was greater than his comfort. He was willing to go start all over again at the bottom of the prison as long as his confidence was intact. So there are so many. The beauty of being an immigrant in the diaspora is the fact that you started with nothing. For many of us, we started with nothing. You didn't start with a car. You know, now that you have a little car and if it breaks down, you act like you've always had a car. No, you started with nothing. The truth be said, all the people that are stopping you now in the country where you are, many of them, you didn't have them when you arrived in that country. You didn't even know them at all. So here's one thing that happens with being an immigrant in the diaspora. Your faith in God has to define everything that you do, because the God who brought you from wherever you come from into the space where you are here, that God is more than able. He knows. He put into consideration everything that may actually mess up with your comfort in the diaspora where you are. So don't make your comfort greater than your confidence. I'm giving you 12 don'ts for competent immigrants in the diaspora. All right. And here's number 10, don'ts of the don'ts. Don't number 10, don't make your remuneration greater than your purpose. Don't make your remuneration greater than your purpose. In other words, don't make your pay greater than your purpose. If you are going to thrive in the diaspora as a competent immigrant, it's going to be the furthering of God's purpose, your purpose, more than the money that you get. Because you may actually get paid less because you're an immigrant wherever you are. Okay? So it's very important for you as an immigrant. This is very important. I wish somebody had told me this when I came to America. I'm glad I know what I know now. So as an immigrant in the diaspora, don't make your remuneration greater than your purpose. As long as you have your purpose as an immigrant in the diaspora, you, my friend, nothing has been taken away from you. Okay, so don't make money. Don't make your remuneration, your paycheck, the money you get, don't make that greater than your purpose. You know, I am of this firm belief myself that and I see this throughout scripture, you know, progress and purpose simply means practical, relevant, and biblical. I have to be practical and relevant with you. I believe that there's a geographical move blessing. When you look through scripture, there's a blessing to every person who moved geographically from one place to another place. Okay, even Father Abraham, he could not be Father Abraham in Haran. He had to geographically move. There was a geographical move of Abraham from Haran all the way to Canaan. When you look at Joseph, there was a geographical blessing attached to his geographical move. He had to move Canaan into Egypt. When you look, listen, the Bible is full. Daniel and his friends, they had to geographically move from Israel all the way into Babylon. There is a blessing to every geographical move. If you left one country for another country, there's a blessing in that move. Even Ruth in the Bible, she could not find Boaz without having a geographical move. The Bible is full of successful, competent immigrants in the diaspora. Because they moved geographically, God gave them a blessing with it. So I want to encourage some competent immigrants out there. 12, don't do these things if you are an immigrant in the diaspora. Listen. So number 10, we said, don't make your remuneration greater than your purpose. Don't be money driven as an immigrant in the diaspora, because your remuneration can be taken at any time. You may need to start another job. You may need to change a career. If you let money define your purpose, when money is taken away from you, then you stop functioning. All right, and here's number 11, 12 don'ts for immigrants in the diaspora. Here's the 12th one, my friends. Don't make your answers bigger than your questions. If you are going to be successful as an immigrant in the diaspora, don't make your answers bigger than your questions. I wish somebody had told me this. In other words, when you are an immigrant in the diaspora and you want to be successful, listen to me, It's not what you know that's going to get you where you're going. It has to be the questions that you ask that's going to get you where you're going. Because if you show up, see, when you show up with so many answers, you are going to intimidate. People are easily intimidated by anybody who arrives already ready to go. This is what happened with Jesus. You know, they denied Jesus because he didn't go to their schools. That's what they said. Jesus, man, this man speaks different from us and he didn't go to our schools. Do you know people rejected him simply because he didn't do what they did? And that's the life of an immigrant in the diaspora. Anything can be used to discredit you. Anything can be used to rob you of an opportunity. Any reason can be given for you not to be you. People can deny and refuse the reality that you are competent in the diaspora. So it's the questions that you ask. So it is very, very important. So we are just dealing with the 12 don'ts. And tomorrow I'm going to deal with the 12 do's for immigrants in the diaspora. Share this on your platforms. Invite some other. I've taught, I started interacting with this thing when I went to Australia, Sydney. I was invited to Sydney to come and do a 2-week conference or revival, if you will, and that's when I discovered that there are so many immigrants with so much going on for them, but they don't know how to figure it out and put it together. All right, it is extremely important as an immigrant. It's not about what you know. No, it's not about what you know. It's how you package what you know as a student. If you walk into any room, you know, intimidating, you know, you are going to create enemies faster, and there's going to be blockage to your miracle. It's going to be difficult to get where you're supposed to go. So don't make your answers bigger than your questions. And here's number 12, then I'm done. Number 12, immigrants in the diaspora. Don't make the cost greater than the value. Don't make the cost of whatever you do greater than the value. Now, some of you may need to come back to my timeline and write these things down, interact with them. And if you have any clarification that you need, please hit me up so that we can do it. You can get me on kambizi.com, fill out a form, and we call each other and I can coach you one-on-one. If you want to do it as a group, I'm available to do that as well. Because what I've discovered is, listen, there is a blessing in a geographical move. Okay, God didn't bring you all this way for him to leave you and to fail you. You didn't get a passport, got a visa, left everything you knew and everybody you loved to come to where you are to fail. I refuse that. I really refuse that. Because there's a geographical blessing to every move. Yeah, every geographical move has a blessing attached to it. You just need to know how to get it done. Even Jacob was an immigrant. Jacob was an immigrant. He went to diaspora. When he came back with more stuff than he went. He went running alone, but he came back with children, wives, and all that kind of stuff that he had. So here's what I want you to understand. It's how you get it done, because it matters. It really matters how, as an immigrant in the diaspora, how you do it. Don't threaten the locals. I'm not saying you go and you say it. It's amazing. You can even become a citizen in the country and you always be treated as an outsider. And that's where the frustration comes into play. So don't, number 12, don't make the cost greater than the value. Number 11, don't make your answers bigger than your questions. Number 10, don't make your remuneration greater than your purpose. Number 9, don't make your comfort greater than your confidence. Immigrant in the diaspora, number 8, don't make your status greater than your cooperation. Number 7, don't make your effort greater than your enjoyment of the process. All right? Number 6, don't make your success greater than your spirit of gratitude. Okay? That's going to help you out. Don't make your success greater than your spirit of gratitude. And number 5, don't make They are celebration of you greater than your performance. In other words, don't make their applause of you greater than your performance. Don't let what people say about you, the good they say, don't make that greater than what you are doing. Because they can take the applause away. They can take the celebration away in a moment, just like that. There can be a secret meeting somewhere, someone is vindictive about it, and they can snatch it away, just like that. Because you're an immigrant. I mean, where are you going to go? Who are you going to talk to? Okay, so it really matters for you to understand, if you're going to be productive in the diaspora as an immigrant, it's because God has your back. That's it. Just simply because God has your back and God is hooking you up with people. Otherwise, the locals can literally come against you. So you need to find a way. How do I adapt so that I build friends and I develop with them and they get to know I'm a good person? You know, I'm like them and I love them. So that's where the struggle is. So it's very easy for immigrants in the diaspora to group up. So you just hang around other immigrants and whatever. And if you're not careful, then you start even, you know, saying negative stuff about the locals, because the locals say negative stuff about you. When you go to church, the local people may not want you in their churches. They may not tell you they don't want you in their churches, but their attitude will let you know you don't belong here. It's tough being an immigrant in the diaspora. It is tough. Like I shared with you, I was pastoring and a great guy just called me and said, hey, you cannot pastor me because you are African. Oh, you can preach. You are a great preacher. I have no problem with that. But I cannot have you for my pastor because you are African. People are entitled. So if you make where we are, it's very important for you not to make their applause greater than your performance, because they can stop their applause at any given time. So what are you going to do? If you go forward as an immigrant based on what they say about you that's good, what if they choose to go negative, then what? So don't make their applause bigger or greater than your performance. And number four, my friends, don't make your reward greater or bigger than your contribution. Whatever reward you receive, don't make it bigger than your contribution. And then number three, don't make your experience greater than your learning. Don't make your experience greater than your learning. If you're an immigrant, a competent immigrant in the diaspora, you need to understand, you have great experience. You came with some stuff, you know, whatever it is, but don't make that experience greater than your learning. And your destiny is gonna flow well. And then number two, don't make your past bigger than your future. You cannot go forward looking backwards. So for immigrants in the diaspora, and you want to say, Pastor, how can I progress on purpose in the diaspora? How can I progress on purpose? I'm an immigrant in the diaspora. You are a pastor. There are so many pastors who are in the diaspora and they're not pastoring. There's no opportunity for them to do it. Okay, it's not there. And if you go to a church, if you are given a song or you're given whatever, you gotta get it and whatever. So here's, don't make your past bigger than your future, because you are doing two things as an immigrant in the diaspora. You need to have values that you preserve, and then the rest of your life you're adapting. You're adapting. So all the things that you learned wherever you come from, you are now adapting how to apply them in the new environment. You don't lose any experience you had wherever you came from when you know how to adapt that experience into the context of the present. All right. And then number one, my friends, don't let your reality define your mentality. Don't let your reality define your mentality. Immigrant in diaspora. Listen to it and tell me what you think. I really appreciate you. We can progress on purpose. There's so much you have. You can There's so much contribution wherever you are that you need to make. My friend, I believe, look through scripture. I tell you this, there is a blessing to every geographical move. I believe that. Even Jesus Christ, he had to make a geographical move. His ministry was painted and tainted and blessed with him moving geographically from Cana to Bethesda to Galilee, to Judea. He had to, there is a geographical blessing. There is a blessing to every geographical. You better believe it. You got to believe it. Immigrant in the diaspora, may the Lord bless you, because you need to keep your spirituality. Please don't lose who you are because you are in the new reality. So tomorrow, I'm going to give you 12 do's for immigrants in the diaspora. All right? And you're going to discover at the end of the day, even we as Christians, the Bible says our citizenship is in heaven. So everybody, you're going to end up, and I'm going to shout tomorrow, you're going to discover that everyone, we are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This is not our home. We are immigrants in this diasporan atmosphere, but our citizenship is in heaven. And so tomorrow I'm going to share with you 12 do's for immigrants in diaspora. We are praying. Father, thank you so much for today. Bless my friends. Empower, explain, simplify whatever that's frustrating us as immigrants in the diaspora. Help us, God, to know that it's not man who are going to bless us. It is you. And you are going to use whosoever you have in your plan and purposes for your truth and your purpose to be done through our lives. Help us to stop conniving, stop worshiping people, stop acting as if we brought ourselves where we are. It was you, and you know how to get us to the next level. Blessings on you, O God, for being the God of the immigrant in the diaspora. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessings on you, my friends. I'll see you tomorrow, right here, as we progress on purpose, where we do things in a practical, relevant, and a biblical way. So tomorrow, 12 do's for immigrants in the diaspora. Tell your friends, wherever they are, to just come and try me out. If it works, share with somebody else. Please, blessings on you. See you tomorrow, same time.